Welcome to the Frenemies Podcast, where four friends debate the latest issues in all sports and have a fun time doing it. High-heated arguments, crazy takes, and passionate opinions is what fills every pack-filled episode. Frenemies is available on all podcast platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Breaker, CastBox, and others. Welcome to episode 44 of the Frenemies Podcast. We have a new guest on the day. Nolan Beck, everyone.
Yeah.
How's it going, boys?
First special guest.
He is a Pittsburgh fan, so he's bringing some new perspective here to the Cleveland boys. Talk about Cleveland. Baker Mayfield is officially off the ball club. Jackson, you've had a couple of rough 24 hours, if you want to talk about your experience.
Yeah, it's been rough. I've gotten a lot of text messages, a lot of making fun of me, a lot of I love you text messages, you know? I'll take you through the moment I found out. I was at work. I had just gotten out of the pool, and I believe it was Carter texted our group chat, and then Hunter and Jake came up to me, and they let me know. They told me in person, not very kindly, I'll add. And then, a lot of people just started saying a lot of mean stuff. I didn't appreciate it. I know Baker plays with a chip on his shoulder. Now I'll be watching Baker play with a chip on his shoulder while having a chip on my shoulder for Baker. I'm not gonna lie, just I always thought there was a slight hope that Watson was gonna get suspended. They were gonna have to plug in Baker while he was gone.
That's what you wanted.
And Baker was gonna go undefeated. Now that that's gone, I do hope Deshaun Watson gets 0 games if he's found innocent.
Do you?
No, I do, because I want the Browns to win. I'm pissed at Stefanski, but I do.
Who
want
do you
want
to win week one?
I'm not gonna lie, I'll be rooting for the Panthers week one. Just for, unless Baker doesn't start. But if Baker starts, I'm going to root for the
Panthers.
I hope
you know once you do that, you turn into a fan card.
No.
No, you do. You're not allowed back in.
Okay. I guess that's it.
Once you do that, you're not a Browns fan.
Because I'm going to root for them every single game for the rest of the year. Just not that one.
Doesn't matter. You have to root for them every single game.
Can you say you're a Baker fan over a Browns fan?
I'll root for that. Hold on.
No, you are.
No, I'm not. Because if the Baker things ended.
How the hell does that make sense?
Because if Baker things ended differently, I think I'd be more understandable with it, but the way Baker was treated by our front office and our coaching staff and a lot of the fans.
So you thought Baker had he did was perfect in this.
No, he did not. He absolutely did not. So but he's also the first quarterback since the return of the franchise to get us a playoff win, and he got it against the Steelers.
I know, Jackson. I know you use that excuse.
No, hold on.
The bar was set with Derek Anderson.
Yeah, you saw that on Twitter. I saw your tweet. Look,
you get all your stuff.
That's fine, but he's the only one that did it. No one else did it. No one else did it.
I'm just saying the bar was extremely low.
The bar is extremely low because no one can do it. We haven't been able to bring in anyone that did it.
But this
was
also
it.
The best team we've had in 3 decades.
I don't disagree, but if you have a Derek Anderson, a quarterback, that you're not making the playoffs.
Well, okay, Baker's better than Derek Anderson.
I completely agree with that. No shit.
Derek Anderson won 10 games with the worst roster.
Okay. Wow. Baker won a playoff game. And then even so, you're not going to tell me Derek Anderson embraced the city of Cleveland. Like, I don't know Cleveland athlete with the exception of maybe LeBron has embraced the city of Cleveland.
I agree.
Like Baker.
Look, in a perfect world, I would have loved Rich to be a good send-off, a good breakup.
Yeah, I do too.
But Baker didn't allow it to
No,
be.
See, I can't. You cannot put the
both parties
You cannot
at
put
fault.
The blame on Baker for this trade.
I agree.
I just said both parties were at fault.
But one is significantly more at fault than
That's where we disagree at.
I don't understand how you...
That's where we disagree at.
He was not acting like a four-year-old.
Mm-hmm. I agree with Jack.
How was he acting like a four-year-old?
Once
in what sense?
The Browns told him, going into the offseason, if we have an opportunity to get an elite-level quarterback, we're going to do it. And the moment he figured out that we were interested in Deshaun Watson, he turned to a 4-year-old girl.
Disagree.
How? No. You explain to me how.
Because here's how it all went down. The Browns get to the playoffs. Browns win a playoff game. Browns are a Chad Henne scramble away from going to the AFC Championship. Browns come back. That's fine. Browns come back the next year. Expectations are sky high. Browns are up double digits to the Chiefs to end the second half, or to end the first half. Then Baker gets injured. He gets injured, he fractures his shoulder, it's a bad injury, and he plays the entire season through it. Do I think that was stupid? Absolutely, because I think if Baker doesn't do that, I think he's still the Browns' starting quarterback. Mm-hmm. Neither here nor there. After winning a playoff game for the team that drafted you that had not won one since the return, and then on top of that, to then go out the next year, play completely injured, give everything you have to that franchise, and then for them to just bail on you. That's where I have my issues with the Browns front. And that's why I am rooting for Baker week one and week – well, I'll root for Baker all year, but I'm also going to root for him week one.
Could we win a Super Bowl with Baker Mayfield?
I think we could. Because I think we were extremely close in 2020. And I think if Baker doesn't get injured and you keep that same defense, it gives you a shot. I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo's been to multiple Super – or no, Jimmy Garoppolo's been to a Super Bowl. Multiple Super Bowls if you count New England when he's a backup, but that's neither here
nor
there.
Does Deshaun Watson give us a significantly better chance of making a Super Bowl and winning one?
For this year and this year only, I think. Because Baker Mayfield's never going to command the money Deshaun Watson makes.
Baker Mayfield
would never command 4 years, $230 million guaranteed. Baker Mayfield would never command that.
If Baker would have played well, he wanted $35 million a year.
We'll do the math. What's 230 divided by 4?
I don't know. Probably, let's look.
He got 5 years. Watson?
It's 4 years.
65 or something. 65?
Because the first year is only a $1 million base salary.
Is that 65 or something?
57.
0.5 million dollars a season. Mm-hmm. $22.5 million more than Baker. Because remember, Watson's first season is a $1 million base salary.
That's ridiculous.
$22 million. So look, if you're saying same exact roster, Watson, Baker, who gives you a better chance? It's Watson. It's not close. If you're telling me over a few years, Baker's saving you tens to twenties of millions of dollars each year that you can use on other positions. And it goes back to the old adage, every single Super Bowl team, they always have a rookie quarter, or they always have a quarterback on a rookie contract on their roster. Always do. Burrow, Goff. I'm trying to think back to 2000. Kurt Warner.
What about Stafford?
Well, Stafford was traded in,
yeah.
So the roster was already the same. And then on top of that, that's just called L.A. privilege. They added Von Miller and Odell Beckham in the middle of the season because it's Los Angeles. They don't play football out there. They buy football out there.
Wow.
But that's how it's always worked.
Wow.
It's always the quarterback on a rookie deal that's in the playoff. It always is. Mahomes, when Mahomes won a Super Bowl, he was on a rookie deal. No, he's not on the rookie deal, and he had Baker, Tyreek Hill.
Baker won't be on the rookie deal anymore, so I understand.
He would have had one more year, and he also never would have commanded Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson money.
You just said Deshaun and Watson this year would give us a better chance than Baker, so you're contradicting.
He does for 1 year, and then after that, we're going to have to disassemble it.
But then Baker also would have got paid $35
million. Baker would not have got paid $57.5 million.
He would have got paid $35, which is not a rookie
contract. Saves you $22 million.
But here's the thing, Jackson. Here's why your points are relevant.
$57.5 million.
Even though we're paying Deshaun more money, we now don't need everything to be perfect to run our offense. We now don't need every single top two lineman at each 80. Yeah.
I don't think Baker needed that either, though.
No, he did.
No, he didn't.
Jackson, whenever there is a single injury on our team, on our O-line, shit hit the fan.
Not true.
Yes,
no,
true.
Go back. Go
in
back.
2020,
no, no.
When we had the best receiving core, maybe in that past 5 years, we'll say. One of the best receiving, yes, with Jarvis and prime Jarvis and prime Odell.
Prime Jarvis and Prime Odell.
Yes.
Prime Odell.
Yes. Oh, that was not prime.
That was not prime at all.
That could have been his prime.
No, it could not
have been his prime.
No,
yes.
It could not.
Yes.
Have been.
Age with a good quarterback. Yes, age is perfect.
No, it wasn't.
He was like 20. How old is Odell?
Regardless of the point, an amazing receiving core, amazing tight end, great tight ends,
or 29,
and a great running backs. But we had bad tackles. What happened? Baker sucked ass.
Okay, what happened in the playoffs when he didn't have his tackles due to COVID?
The defense scored.
In your own words, when Baker doesn't have a tackle, shit hits the fan. Did not happen in the playoffs.
Jackson, did our defense score more
points? Our defense did everything. Literally everything.
Baker had the ball
past that game was such an anomaly.
Baker had the ball past the 50, legit almost every possession.
That game was perfect for him, so he excelled.
Are you talking about the game?
When things are perfect for him, things excel, Jackson.
No, that's completely
valid. But when our line's not perfect, or when the play doesn't work out perfectly,
you just said when it's not perfect. What the hell was Baker's first year? His first ever start, he was down 11 with Hugh Jackson as his head coach, and he won. His first ever game.
Who are we playing?
The Jets!
The Jets! So is our coach's ass! Just watch that game, Jackson.
Here's what we're gonna talk about. Jake, that's enough. Okay, enough. Shut up. Oh God. All right.
We're now going to talk about Baker on the Panthers. Okay? We just talked about Baker on the Browns. I think we all know our feelings on that.
I loved Baker.
No, you didn't.
I did. But a super... You gave up on him! You were the very first person to give up on him. You are a fake Baker lover. Fake lover, excuse me. And you know it, too.
Take it back.
No, you're a fake Baker lover. Okay. When things got hard, you left the first
time. Things are impossible right now!
You
might be the third straight character!
The first time!
All right, Jackson.
You screwed up!
I do want to ask, before we get into Baker and the Panthers, who are you rooting for week one?
Panthers.
Okay, I just want to.
That's why you're a fake fan.
I just want to get that.
It's team over player. I don't care.
Am I a fake Browns fan or fake Baker fan?
It is team over player.
Thank you. You're right. You're absolutely right.
So why are you rooting for Baker? You're player over Baker team, which means you're not a...
Baker. It's just dick riding. It's Baker, simple dick riding.
No, because Baker got screwed on his way out, and Baker's my favorite Cleveland athlete ever.
He was part of it.
Ever. No, he's not.
He was one that made it messy, Jackson.
No.
Yes, he was. Yes.
No.
He was.
Because he won a playoff game, plays a full season injured, they ship him out of town.
Jackson, what
he was the face of our franchise for those 4 years.
What is Carolina's? What is Carolina's record? This year, with say Baker starts, what's Carolina's
record? Can you guys pull up a schedule? I'll go game by game.
Okay, honestly, I'd love to do that. And predict Baker's stats, maybe too.
God, this is that's assuming that Baker starts over Darnold.
Yes, this is somehow assuming Baker starts.
Let me put this out of the way.
Panthers
right now.
OC did just say Darnold is the starting quarterback going to training camp.
Going into training camp.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying.
They're gonna get one look at Darnold in 7-on-7s. And then Baker's gonna ball out in 7-on-7s.
Sam, seeing the ghost Darnold got more value than Baker Mayfield did from teams.
Yeah, that's right. Just the media.
Week one Browns.
No, it's not just
which
the media.
Will probably get flexed.
Yeah, the media drew
time.
Him up.
If this week one game doesn't get flexed to prime time, I'll lose my mind. This should totally be a prime time
no,
game.
I want this 1 o'clock.
Assuming Baker starts.
I want to start my NFL
you want,
season.
With no, this. You want it 1 o'clock because you know Baker can't perform in prime time, correct?
No, because one of the last times I saw Baker in prime time.
Don't say the Steelers.
That's not.
What game?
When Baker
the
wasn't.
Packers?
When Baker,
what about the Packers?
I'm saying when Baker wasn't injured. Can I give you that? When Baker
oh
wasn't
my
injured.
God.
I saw him. That's when I knew I had a franchise quarterback with the Ravens game.
The Ravens game. Okay. All right.
Franchise.
Week one. Franchise.
Franchise.
Jake,
that's a big word for
Jake.
Said
and I'll never forget. Jake walked out of my basement saying,
we have a
"Head up, boys. Mm-hmm. We have our franchise quarterback."
I said right. That. I did.
Yeah.
Did?
Yeah. Completely
did.
Right.
That did game, you mean?
That's why it hurts so much that I was wrong.
You weren't. You were right, and we.
I believe
we got rid
he's
of
a
it.
He's a certified franchise quarterback.
Absolutely.
When he's healthy.
Could not agree more.
All right.
He messed it up in Cleveland for a
stick,
while.
He could
when
stick
he was
around
healthy.
12, 15 years in the NFL as a starter.
That's
if he's not injured.
As a Case Keenum. All right. Week one. Browns versus Panthers.
Who?
Browns versus Panthers. At Carolina.
All right. This.
I'll go game by game. We're going to go
this
real
game,
into Carolina Panthers here.
We'll probably get the most hate from our fan base. I do believe the Carolina Panthers will win that game. Not even because of Baker Mayfield. Just because that would be the most Cleveland Browns thing in the world to happen. That we're paying the quarterback on the other team that we had for 4 years and then traded him and he beat us week one. God. That, like, come on. That would be the most Browns thing in the world to happen.
Certified Browns
that's
franchise.
The,
plus,
that is
tell
one
me,
of the best
tell,
game you said so far.
Thank you. And plus,
in
tell,
12 minutes.
And tell me the last time the Browns won a week one game. If any of you could tell me the last time the Browns won a week one game,
02?
I'd be genuinely impressed. You said 02?
02.
It's
2002.
Been a long time.
Has it been a long
20
time?
Years.
20 know. Years. Last time we won a week
wow.
one game. Okay,
that's impressively bad.
All right, next
also,
game.
But hold on. Baker goes off that game. 3 touchdowns, 300 plus yards.
We do have a bet, by the way, for $10 that Baker has the over-under of 150 yards. The only way they beat that is if Christian McCaffrey alone gets that for Baker's checkdowns.
Are we counting screen yards? Or like just?
I mean, I guess we're counting screen yards.
It's 150 yards.
Yeah. Right. Do you seriously think that
he's going to start over Darnold?
Like, no doubt in my mind. Sam Darnold's not
really?
A good quarterback. Baker Mayfield is.
All right, Panthers-Giants.
Oh, Panthers easy.
At New York?
Panthers easy. That one's an easy one.
Saints-Panthers at Carolina.
All right, so I think at this point in the year, I think Jameis Winston is really going to start heating up with the Saints are they're a Super Bowl sleeper. The Saints are, because they just added Tyrann Mathieu to that defense, and it's a good defense already with Marshawn Lattimore and Cam Jordan. And then offensively, you had Jarvis Landry and Chris Olave to a wide receiver room with Michael Thomas. And then assuming Alvin Kamara gets back in time, you have Alvin Kamara in the backfield.
You just said 20.
Alvin
Kamara is
locked up, bro.
For how long?
I don't know.
Is it a six-game
suspension?
Six games.
Yo, Jackson, you just said 20 minutes ago that the Carolina Panthers would finish ahead of the New Orleans Saints. And you said the Saints would finish third. You legit
I did.
Just said
but
that.
But they're a sleeper Super Bowl team.
That is...
But you think they finish third? You don't even remember saying that.
No, I do remember saying that. And does it contradict my point a little bit? Yeah. But I think I think in this reality, the Saints finish third.
You know what? I don't hate that. So I actually don't hate that.
When we get closer to the season and I know who the starting quarterback
is. Why do you love it so much?
No, I don't hate it.
The NFC South is going to be three Super Bowl contending teams, I guess.
No, the Panthers won't contend this year.
But I am so confused.
The Saints
are Super Bowl contenders and finished third. The Carolina Panthers are Super Bowl contenders and finished second. The Falcons suck, which is fair. And then we have number one, the Buccaneers.
You're going to be surprised how good the NFC South is this year.
Oh, my God. Who? Young Wei Koo's no longer on the Falcons.
The Falcons will win a game. Maybe two.
Carolina's not winning anything because I guarantee.
Let's go through it. Let's go through the schedule. Okay, I got two and one.
Okay. Cardinals, Panthers at Carolina. 405.
D-Hop's out that game. Suspension. Cardinals are going to struggle heavily without DeAndre Hopkins. By this time of the year, I hate to say it, J.J. Watt will be injured. I'm going to take the Panthers here.
So Christian McCaffrey, the health man himself, is going to be completely healthy?
No, Chuba Hubbard's going to be the main guy in the backfield this year.
Oh, perfect. Okay. So right.
Niners, Panthers at Carolina.
Niners dominate them.
Panthers, well, actually, Rams at Rams.
I take that back. It's a low-scoring game, and they win. The Niners win. Trey Lance is going to have a bad year. If they keep Jimmy...
Has Debo re-signed yet?
No. He's going to get traded.
Yeah, he probably won't. Okay. How does Baker look in these first four games?
Oh, Baker looks good.
Oh, my God.
Baker's on Bleacher Report, House of Highlights.
Okay.
He's getting his swagger back.
So he's 3-2?
He's 3-2 at this
point. Okay, hold on. Time out. Hunter, 3+2=5.
Mm-hmm.
Go on. You just said 4.
I did.
You said first four games, and we just said 3-2.
No, 1, 2, 3, 4. No, Niners is the fifth game. That makes him 3-2. He's lost to the Saints. He's lost to the Niners. He's
I understand, Hunter, but you just said 4 games.
Just, continue. Just continue.
So 3-2? 3-2?
Okay. 3-2.
3-2 through 5.
Yes.
He now is playing the Rams.
Demolished.
At the Rams.
Demolished.
It's in L.A.?
It's in L.A.
Why does that matter?
Baker gets butt-handled this game.
It doesn't matter, Jack. He is getting absolutely destroyed and hammered
ground. There's no way Baker puts up a fight this game.
If Baker even starts.
Here's what's going to happen. Panthers are going to put up 17 points.
Oh, my God.
That's not a lot of points.
Okay.
17 points.
Okay, continue.
Baker's going to go about 15 for 24, 180 yards, and a touchdown. The Rams are going to score 38.
Yeah.
There we go. Okay. So, okay.
We're 3-3 now.
Buccaneers, Panthers at Carolina.
Here's the sleeper here.
So Baker beats Brady.
He's the greatest of all time.
Hold on.
No, Baker's better.
What?
Continue. Shut up. Continue.
Here's what's gonna happen.
So it's 3-3. Right.
We're 3-3 right now.
It's a big week.
We're 3-3. It's a
big old week.
It's a huge week. And all the pressure's on Baker.
All the pressure. He thrives under pressure.
He does.
I can see it in the Green Bay game.
He does.
All right.
Baker's not bad under pressure when he's not injured. Big game here. And you know what happens? The Buccaneers win by 2 scores.
2 scores? Okay, good.
Panthers are 3-4.
3-4. Panthers, Falcons at Atlanta.
Baker throws 4 touchdowns this game.
Goes off.
All
right, 4-4. Panthers, Bengals at Cincy.
You know what Baker does this game?
What?
Baker throws 3 touchdowns and wins. They're 5-4.
They beat Joe Burrow.
Baker's never lost to Joe Burrow, and he'll continue that in Carolina.
Oh my God.
We're 5-4.
Falcons, Panthers.
We're 6-4. Baker's
at Carolina.
And Baker's on fire now. 6-4. Baker's thrown 10 touchdowns in his last 3.
Panthers, Ravens.
Has he ever done that?
Right, look at the stats. See if he has.
No, I'm being serious.
Has Baker ever thrown
10 touchdowns?
No one got it. All right, I got it. 6-4 right now. Panthers, Ravens at Baltimore.
This is an interesting one.
Oh, my God.
This is interesting. I'll tell you right now as a Browns fan how this is going to happen. The Ravens are my pick to win the division this year because they added Tyler Linderbaum at center, their biggest need, and they added Kyle Hamilton to a secondary, and they're getting Marlon Humphrey back. They're getting a lot of upgrades, and they're getting J.K. Dobbins back. They're not going to be injured as they were last year. The Browns need Baker to win this game. Baker wins this game, the Browns jump to first place. The Ravens win. The Ravens take a game and a half or 2 games to first place. You know what happens?
What?
Baker doesn't look bad. Throws 2 touchdowns. Maybe a third.
Okay. So 4 straight games with 3 touchdowns?
No, Baker has a good game here.
Okay.
But they only score like 20 points.
Okay.
No, they're gonna score 2 touchdowns, 2 field goals.
So
Zane Gonzalez is gonna have a good game this
game. 6-5 here.
Yeah, they're losing this one like about 34-20.
Broncos, Panthers at Carolina. Does Baker beat Russell Wilson?
That's a great question.
No.
It's in Carolina.
It is.
Baker Broncos. I like this matchup here.
Baker only threw 17 touchdowns this year.
Yeah, Baker also played with a fractured arm.
Hold on, hold on. The 2020 season, Baker sent three touchdowns twice.
Okay.
That's tough.
All right. Mm-hmm. But he's doing it at least.
But he also threw five against Cincinnati, four against Tennessee.
Excuse me. Take out any game against the Cincinnati Bengals, he's thrown three touchdowns four times in his career.
Wow. All right. Okay. All right. Broncos Panthers are 6-5 right now.
They're 6-5. Big wild card spot here. Mm-hmm. This would be a big win.
A huge win. Against Russell Wilson. Mm. Probably the best, one of the best defenses he'll play.
The Broncos?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Very good defense.
Yeah, this will be a sloppy game, and it's going to end like 24-23. And give me the Panthers.
Okay. So Baker comes up clutch?
No, actually, Zane Gonzalez does here. Baker's going to get him to about the 35, 36-yard line.
So 7-5?
And Zane's going to curl it in.
That's a big win?
Yeah, 7-5. Right. Huge win. Huge win.
So they got momentum now.
A lot of momentum.
All right, Panthers, Seahawks at Seattle. Oh,
yeah, this is an easy one here.
Blowout?
This is a surprising one. Actually, no, it's not. I thought I was thinking about going with Seattle, but at this point, Drew Lock might be out. It might be Geno Smith time. The Seahawks will score 3 points. And the Panthers aren't going to score a lot of points here. They'll score about 20. Okay. Well, the Seahawks are going to score 3. So now we're 8-5.
Next game, Steelers-Panthers at Carolina. Nolan's team.
Jack, be very careful.
8-5.
Nolan, I'm going to ask you a question.
Please.
Whatever you tell me is who I'm going to pick who wins this game. Mm-hmm. Who's the starting quarterback for the Steelers in this game?
Which week is this?
They're 8-5, week 13.
It's Money Mitch.
It's Mitch Trubisky?
It's Mitch.
Panthers are now 8-6.
Are
Steelers win this one.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Next
People
game.
Sleep on Money
No, Mitch. I agree with you. I think Mitch Trubisky
we'll get
is
into
a great
that later.
This year.
We'll get into that later. Next game, Lions-Panthers at Carolina.
Yes, Jake.
This is the closest game of the year for Baker.
The Lions game?
Yeah, Jameson Williams, Amon-Ra St. Brown. That's a great wide receiver trio.
Oh, it's a great wide receiver
trio. duo. I'm sorry, duo.
Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Oh, no, we're not sleeping on Amon-Ra St. Brown. Amon-Ra St. Brown is elite.
No, he's an elite wide receiver. But you're
Jameson
saying that
Jameson Williams currently doesn't have an ACL. And Amon-Ra St. Brown is the best wide receiver three. All right. But great wide receiver.
So that's wrong. That's wrong. No. Hey. If you think Amon-Ra St. Brown's a wide receiver three, you haven't watched Amon-Ra St. Brown. That's absolutely wrong.
Are they 8-6?
They're 8-6 going into this game.
All right, yes.
I love the Lions this year. That's the team I wanted Baker to get traded for.
Okay.
Jameson Williams and Amon-Ra St. Brown, TJ Hockenson, DeAndre Swift, Frank Ragnow on the O-line, Penei Sewell on that O-line.
Okay, right, don't forget to mention Jared Goff's noodle arm.
That's the issue.
Yeah.
They had almost any other quarterback. I really like the Lions this year.
Wow.
Who you going?
It's close, Hunter.
Okay.
It's close.
Who you going?
The final's 28-27. Baker throws a game-winning touchdown with like 2 seconds left.
Okay.
When has he ever done that?
Ever. Bengals.
He did it in Cincy.
Other than the Bengals.
Okay.
All right. Baker and Carolina, by the way, are probably sitting in a battle with Tampa Bay at this point. They're 9-6.
There's no...
They're sitting in a battle with Tampa Bay.
Oh, look at the New Orleans Saints, because they're Super Bowl contenders, too.
Saints are having a year
now. Next
right
game,
now.
9-6. All right, going into week 16. Mm-hmm. Panthers Buccaneers at Tampa Bay. Probably for this, whoever wins this game is probably first.
Brady doesn't lose these games. Mm-hmm. This is Buccaneers easy.
9-7. Panthers Saints. Possibly.
Oh, and after Saints, it's Buccaneers again, isn't it?
No, that's it. It's the last game.
Was there Saints?
Yep.
And we're 9-7 here.
9-7. Panthers Saints at Saints.
This is interesting.
Probably a primetime game because it's TBD.
This is interesting. You know how it happens here? Panthers lose this game to go 9-8. Saints take over the second place spot. I was wrong. I thought about it. I was wrong. The Panthers are going to finish third place, but with 9 wins. Saints are now sitting at 9 wins, too, but they have the tiebreaker. And the Buccaneers are in first place.
Okay.
And for the second time in Baker Mayfield's career, he is the third seed in a division, and he makes the playoffs.
Baker makes the playoffs
this year? The NFC is going to suck this year.
Baker makes the playoffs. Baker Mayfield makes the playoffs this year.
At 9-8.
Okay.
I want to hear what happens in the playoffs.
Okay, that's true.
Yeah, please. What happens in the playoffs?
Who do they play?
That's
Cowboys. Cowboys first round. Cowboys won the division.
Really?
Yep.
Great. Baker's into the divisional round.
Oh, my God.
This is the most
Cowboys
delusional, outlandish.
Overrated. Right. It's absurd.
The Buccaneers are the one seed. It's Buccaneers.
In the division.
Bye-bye, Baker. Brady's in the conference championship.
But I like Baker. You know I like Baker.
Yeah, no one I would say.
I'm okay with Baker.
I had him 1 game over 500. Just one.
Just one? Just one. When has he done that in his career? Like, how many times?
The last time he was healthy, it was 5 games over .500.
The last time he was healthy. We're lavishing on the good old days, Jack.
Yeah, the good old days of health.
Baker was good for 6 games.
It's like McCaffrey before he gets injured every year.
It's not my fault.
Jackson.
Well, your fault. He's played 6 good games out of 48 in his career.
So you say Baker's 9-8 and potentially makes a playoff berth.
Yeah, unless there's a sleeper NFC team I'm missing.
Now, okay, here is what I think is going to happen. I'm going to sum it up really fast. The Panthers win a maximum, absolute maximum of 7 games. I don't think that happens. I think it's more than 5 to 6. I will go absolute max of 7 games.
Jeez, that's generous.
Yeah. Sam Darnold has the job till week 7. Baker takes over from about 7
How much
money
you want to put Baker starts before
Baker
week 7?
Baker shifts the bed and Matt Corral starts at the end of the
How
game.
Much you want to put that's that, honestly what How I much think, you want to put that Sam Darnold does not start 7 games?
What?
I guarantee you he doesn't start a game this year.
I don't
year.
Hate that, actually.
Doesn't start a game?
Doesn't start a game.
Not one game.
Not what? One game.
Are you out of
Darnold
your mind?
Does not start a game this year. And that's probably the thing I'm most confident about.
Do you know what they gave up for Sam Darnold?
I don't care.
Well, no, you should, because they
I
care.
I don't. They don't.
They care.
No, their owner's a billionaire. He doesn't care.
I don't think you can't owner. Buy picks.
We'll be fine.
No, it won't be fine.
I guarantee you Baker Mayfield is the week one
Do you
starter.
Know how GMs work, Jackson? That GM put his ass on the line to trade picks for Sam Darnold.
Yeah, that was the owner's
They have
decision.
Stock into Sam Darnold.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, they're going to put
Baker,
him out
there. It's Baker Mayfield's team.
I plugged this, all the teams, and I put in my brain. I put on the calculator. I have them winning 3 games. They're lucky the Falcons are in division. They'll split with the Falcons.
I don't hate that. I don't hate that at all.
Because the Falcons last year beat bad teams. So, them playing the Falcons is just not just an easy
game. I gave
the
them best, 4 to 5 games.
4 to 5 wins?
4 to 5 wins. Fair.
Now, the best I see the Panthers doing is maybe 7 wins. Maybe. At max, that is the absolute best they do. Legit, that is their ceiling. Is 7
that
wins.
Is their, that is their, well, actually, their floor for me is probably 5 games. If they start Darnold. But I'm so
if
absurdly confident
I were to guess, I'm
don't.
Putting them around 5 or 6. I think their max is 7. I think Darnold starts. I don't think Baker starts week 1. I honestly don't. Because this game's gonna be a lot of hype around like, oh my god, Baker's gonna start like Baker versus Browns. I just don't think Carolina does that. I think
just,
Sam Darnold's more
just
ready.
Not gonna happen.
Carolina or I'm sorry, Sam Darnold knows the system better than Baker does right now.
Not last year. He looked horrible in that system.
But he still knows the system.
But he knows the system better.
Yeah, but if you know the system and you can't perform in it, they're not gonna play.
And
you.
Matt Rhule and Baker also have some history of beefing in college as well. I don't know if you saw that.
I'm aware.
He said, "Who's your daddy?"
It seems where Baker goes, some issues are created.
Yeah, look. Baker walks into that locker room day one, looks at Matt Rhule. I'm in charge. I'm excited for Alpha Baker.
Jason, Alpha Baker caused a shit ton of locker room issues. You know that, right? Every single player has come out and has really talked about the locker room.
That's not true.
Last year.
I would.
Wyatt Teller hasn't. Wyatt Teller said he's one of the best players he's ever played with. Austin Hooper said it's unbelievable.
Before we move on to our second.
Yeah, he's a good person. He
good
did
player.
Well, but he still caused issues in the locker. No, Jackson.
The issues were Odell
Jackson.
Beckham. Odell Beckham got that team to turn.
Before we move on to our second segment about the Big Ben thing, I would like to say Baker Mayfield. And Odell Beckham, the conversation we've been having for the past 2 years. Can you just say I'm right? I just want to hear you say me and Carter are right. Carter and I. Sorry.
I think we did this before.
But no.
I don't want to hear it again.
What's his argument?
I never said you were right.
What's your argument?
That Baker was the issue.
No.
No.
It's Odell. I won't give you that kind of faction. Now, if Baker comes out and absolutely sucks this year, sure. I'll say that. I'll give you that. That's He's not going right. to.
But Odell did go and tear it up on the Rams.
And
he won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, Odell was on his way to a Super Bowl MVP.
Dude, it doesn't matter.
How dare you?
Take it back. Take it back.
Odell was on his way to a Super Bowl MVP. He was playing phenomenal
Blatantly
that
wrong.
Game.
He had a touchdown.
Who was playing better?
Wait, didn't he have...
Who was playing better? Stafford picked before that. Who was playing better than Odell?
Cooper.
No, I don't think Odell was outplaying Cooper that first half. The first half he was.
What about...
Not the second half, obviously.
He had like 2 receptions.
About Von Jefferson?
Odell?
Von Jefferson.
Van Jefferson.
Ran it up. He ran it
up. Yeah, Van Jefferson played well.
Yeah,
no, they're not going to get Van Jefferson.
Honestly, I think if Odell finished that game, it might be Odell.
It would have been a media prize, yeah, for sure.
A media prize?
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny you talk about this media prize. Yeah, with the Deshaun Watson thing, with things coming out, how the media just wanted to like say you should get 16 games and there's no evidence. I don't hear a peep from you.
Yeah, the media's a bitch, isn't it?
Okay, you can't, Jackson, you and your flip-flopping ways just continue to piss me off.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. You do it just for it's in your favor.
Well, yeah, if it helps my argument, why would I not use it?
I love it. I love that.
You love that?
I love that.
All right, we should have you on more often.
I love you, Jack. Put it there.
All right.
Oh, man.
Are we done with Baker? I wish we'll probably go back into it. And
in oh, when Carter's weeks, when here. Carter's
back, we'll be going back into this just a little bit. Just because I want to hear Carter's thoughts.
I mean, I like Baker. I think he's gritty.
He is gritty. I agree.
He's gritty. We'll agree with that. He's got a dog in him. He's got a will to win.
He does. But that only, but that some only of your does claims, so much.
Some of your claims, what, Jack.
Which one?
At the one where they win 9 games with Baker?
That's aggressive.
It's only a game above 500.
I don't care.
Only a game. It's only one game.
It's 9 games that they win a game.
Yeah. With Baker.
With Baker. On a significantly worse team than the Browns.
Correct.
With a significantly worse O-line and defense.
I don't know. They got Brian Burns and Yutar Gross-Matos on that D-line.
Who the hell is exactly?
And then you got Jackson at the cornerback. You got J.C. Horn. You got C.J. Henderson at cornerback.
C.J. Henderson.
Yeah.
The bust that had to trade you so bad. Yeah, C.J. Henderson.
C.J. Henderson's a good corner. He'll be okay. I like C.J.
You just say names.
This is ridiculous.
Brian Burns is good. That's about it. That's really who's their safety?
Oh, Derrick Brown at D tackle.
Oh my god.
Derrick Brown's got a lot of upside.
Whatever.
All right. Can we move on to the Steeler one? I want to hear you and Nolan argue a little bit.
Yeah, whatever you want to do.
I'm so done with
it. I'm done with Baker.
Yeah, Baker's going to be done with. We'll talk about him when Carter gets back. Nolan, what did you say earlier that got Jack a little riled
just
up?
Just a little riled up. I believe.
Well, this got Jake more riled up than me.
No. I believe. No,
you two can
he made two Nolan. Separate Pittsburgh statements.
Oh, which one's this? One?
I believe that Big Ben is top 15 all time at the quarterback position. Loud and proud. Nolan Beck.
Oh, right quarterback here. Or all time?
Quarterback, all time. All time QB.
I thought you meant all time player.
No, QB. QB.
You want to argue Big Ben's top 15?
I don't want to with you two, but I'm
who's
not.
Who's you two? He's a Browns fan.
I don't think Big
Ben's diehard Browns fan.
I don't think Big Ben's top. I got to see a list and then look at that.
That's ridiculous.
Look at a list.
If you look at the list of the top 15 greatest quarterbacks.
You have told me top 10. You think he's closer to top 10 than he is 15?
I don't know.
This list has Ben at 19.
Wrong.
So Steve Young's better by far. Troy Aikman's better by far.
Let's
Bart Starr better by far. No. Brett Favre's better by far. Sammy Ball's better by far. Aaron Rodgers better by far.
You don't even know who Sammy Ball is.
I know.
Hall of Famer, play along.
Yeah.
John Elway, better. Roger Staubach, better. Dan Marino, by far better.
Mm. No. Wait, hold on. Wait. Mm-hmm. What list are you looking at? Top 15 all time?
It's top 20.
Top 20.
Dan Marino.
Otto Graham's by far better. Johnny Unitas. Peyton Manning.
All right, we'll see. No, we'll see. We'll see.
Joe Montana and Tom Brady. All better.
Is that 15?
Ben Roethlisberger. And for me, you can't debate any of them. The fact that you did your little pause thing with Dan Marino worries me.
All right, can I borrow this real quick?
Please, go ahead.
What we're going to do.
I don't believe
it. What we're going to do.
Warren Moon's better.
I feel like I got to talk a lot in my last segment, so I'm going to let you three talk here. I'm going to name a quarterback.
Okay.
You're going to tell me who's better. The quarterback I named or Ben
Roethlisberger? This list has Russell Wilson above Ben Roethlisberger.
I just did that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, here's what we're going to do.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to name a quarterback.
Sid Luckman? No.
I don't know that.
I'm going to name a quarterback.
All right, Jackson, go.
You're going to straight up tell me who's better.
Okay.
All right? Let me get to the bottom here. All right, we're going to start with Tom Brady. Who's better all time?
Who?
Tom Brady or Ben Roethlisberger?
Tom.
Just keep going.
All right, we're at one. Who's better all time? Joe Montana or Ben Roethlisberger?
Joe. That's simple. I've actually met Joe.
That's amazing.
Congrats.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Who's better all time? Peyton Manning, Ben Roethlisberger.
Peyton.
Manning.
Mm-hmm. Peyton.
Better all time. Johnny Unitas, Ben Roethlisberger.
Johnny. I'd say Johnny.
Any of you guys tell me what team he played for?
Titans.
Colts.
Thank you, Jake. The greatest quarterback in Browns history, Otto Graham.
Absolutely not.
Otto Graham.
No.
We couldn't even get through.
You know, football was played in the 40s, 50s, 60s.
I would
say,
you know what? I don't hate this.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, no, Hunter just doesn't hate it because he hates old people. Anyone that played before the 60s just didn't play sport.
If anybody who played before the 60s is automatically irrelevant because everybody was just milkmen.
Correct. They were milkmen and garbage men.
They were.
And they had side jobs.
No, hold on. Would you consider Bill Russell an all-time great?
By the media, yes, but personally, no. But, everyone thinks he is, so yes, because he has 11 championships, but it's against plumbers. So, yeah, sure.
See, I don't want to do this again.
I'd say Bill's top 20.
Let me just say this, Nolan.
20?
15, sorry.
Absolutely not.
What's up? Sorry. Please.
Otto Graham played 10 NFL seasons. Mm-hmm. In those 10 NFL seasons, how many championships did he make?
Did he make or win?
Make.
Did he make 7?
I don't know.
No.
No, 5.
10. He won 100%.
He won all 10?
Yes.
But that's like Bill Russell winning 11. It doesn't count.
It does count.
No, it doesn't count.
His only competition was Wilt Chamberlain. And that's it. Yeah. And not to mention, he was on the best team in the league. Why do you think he won?
Talking about Otto Graham.
No, even Otto Graham.
Otto Graham. How many did he win?
10. He won 10.
I don't know. He's playing World War II vets.
Yeah, he was.
I don't know.
He was.
Guy was some character.
He was.
Guy can run around and don't have to sit every 5 seconds and get fucking... get air.
In Otto Graham's NFL debut, he threw for 300 yards and 4 touchdowns.
In a running league.
And rushed for 100 yards.
In a running league.
Big Ben's rookie season.
Every 5 seconds,
he
came in and
didn't...
Every single fan of
lose a game.
Literally, get oxygen, pump dinks. They can't run anymore.
Skip
out. Meanwhile, we have people running in Okinawa in Japan and then playing football the next day.
Listen.
The disrespect.
Hey, hold on. We're never going to agree with this because I just personally think anything below the 60s is...
I completely agree.
Not irrelevant.
I completely
agree.
I can see where you get it from.
Very overrated.
I completely agree.
Okay, so just move past Otto Graham. We'll never agree on that. Let's go to the next one.
All right, this one should be really easy. Drew Brees or Big Ben? All
Drew
time.
Brees.
Drew Brees is...
No. Brees. Hey,
good.
Calm down.
Good. Thank God. This one should also be really easy. Dan Marino.
Gets Marino.
Didn't Marino never win a Super Bowl, though?
Correct. Greatest player to ever not to win one.
Yep. But he lost a Super Bowl his very first year.
They were 16-0. Was that the 16-0 team?
I don't know, man.
No,
that Super Bowl, really takes down his notches in my...
I mean, it does, but...
In my rankings.
He's still better than Big Ben.
Roger Staubach.
Packers.
Yeah.
Cowboys! Jesus!
Holy shit.
I don't know.
What are we doing?
Bart Starr played for the Packers.
No, yeah. That was...
Bart's good.
I don't know. Staubach?
Could you tell me any one thing about Bart Starr?
Didn't he own the Packers at one point?
The Packers are the only team in the NFL not to be
an owner. They're fan owned.
They're the only team in the NFL that doesn't have an owner.
That's like the one team you could have been.
This Reed's gonna be so disappointed. I thought
like that's where I learned that.
I know. Same.
Oh, that's pathetic.
That's on a very thin. Hair,
I don't know much
I
about
think
Robert
he beats
Staubach.
Him out a little bit.
Yeah, Robert Staubach's higher on that list, so I'll say Staubach.
I mean,
I don't know.
He beats him
Staubach.
Out a little bit.
He perfected the triple option offense at Navy.
Who?
Staubach? It doesn't matter what he perfected. Yeah. Did he perform?
He did.
No, okay. He didn't.
Good.
He was phenomenal.
And all of our Army veterans know him. Keep going. But sorry.
Here's one that Browns fans would hate, and he is better than Big Ben, John Elway.
Yep. John Elway's better than Big Ben.
I'm agreeing. Okay.
So
I'm nodding.
It. Say it.
John Elway
is better than Big
Ben. So what is that, 9? Is that 9?
We're at 9.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Here's a present day one. What about Aaron Rodgers?
Yes.
He's so much better.
I'd say so.
Yes.
Yeah. When we saw Aaron Rodgers and Big Ben playing the same game, for four at all.
Well, that's a different story.
Good that's Aaron 10. Rodgers. Okay. No shot. Jake, you might know this. Do you two know who Sammy Baugh is?
Oh, no clue.
Didn't he play for the
B-A-U-G-H?
Bills right? And the Patriots?
No.
No.
Okay, no clue.
All right, so we're going to skip through that one.
Who he is? I just don't know.
I'm going to say Big Ben.
Just so am I. I'm saying
I'm
Big Ben on that
Sammy
one.
I'm going to give Sammy Baugh credit for what he did because he's... Well, I think he's one of the first...
Played in the 30s.
Yeah, he's
30s to the 50s.
The 30s?
Wow. He had his own thing in the NFL.
He probably had shrimp arms. Thin as a pencil,
yeah.
Jackson.
You know why? Because of Great Depression.
I don't care. Yeah,
that's
why he had noodle arms.
Yeah. Put Big Ben in the Great
Depression.
You put, I would say,
paid
you put Big Ben in the Great Depression? He's destroying everybody.
He would literally die because he couldn't eat. Big Ben weighs 400 pounds. He would not survive the Great Depression.
No, that's completely irrelevant because the NFL just wasn't as competitive.
That is true.
And you have to – it's like converting money into what it's worth today.
Nolan, I might be money wrong. Back then. Didn't Big Ben have an alcohol problem at some point?
He did. Who gives a shit?
Wasn't there prohibition in America at that time?
There was in the 30s, yes.
So he would have been able to drink.
Yeah. You put Big Ben in the 30s, doesn't work out. We put Baugh right in this present-day league.
Put Baugh, and he gets hit one time by Myles Garrett. He's disintegrating.
Yeah, that's
are you serious?
I'm taking Ben serious.
What's worse? Myles Garrett.
I'm taking Tua Tagovailoa over Starr, or Baugh, whatever the hell his name is.
Miles
I'm taking Jared Goff over Baugh.
Bullets.
I am taking...
Who's Bullets?
Who else am I
taking? The Japanese bullets again. Great Depression, World War II.
Oh no, no, no! I take
Tua over Ball, Goff maybe over Ball.
I take Darnold over Ball.
Baker over Ball. Baker over Ball.
Oh, that's
literally. That was. If you look back at basketball in those days, in the early basketball days, it's the most pathetic thing I've ever watched. It's like watching 5-year-olds play today.
Yeah, right, real quickly, to Sammy Ball, who's resting peacefully in some graveyard.
Oh, damn.
How the hell did we get so angry about Sammy Ball?
Just continue. Just because he's the 30s and he's number, what, 11? 12?
Brandon Whedon.
Brett Favre.
Whedon's probably more skilled than Ball ever was.
Shut the hell up.
I'm serious.
Brett Favre or Ben Roethlisberger?
Brett.
Favre. All right, this is also an early one, but this is a pioneer of football, Bart Starr.
I don't actually have. Move on.
Hunter, tell me one decade he played in.
50s.
Bingo. You're welcome.
What's the 50s?
56 to 71.
Yup.
Attaboy. No, I respect Bart. Just because I like the Packers.
I don't even know.
His name was Slinging Sammy. He was throwing the pigskin around in the 30s.
Sammy had to throw a whole damn pig because Sammy's dead. Didn't have enough. Yeah, money
they
to could, make
they couldn't make
football.
The leather, so he threw the pig.
And he still had the. He was a 4-time completion percentage winner. Throwing a pig!
Of 11%? 11%?
Not throwing to 6'3" guys. 5'6" white guys running around that he's throwing to.
All right, exactly. All right, who were complete exoskeletons because of the Great Depression and the war.
Alright, that's enough.
Disgusting, Jake.
Sammy Ball's enough. That's enough.
Alright. This one's the only reason Joe Buck's relevant in the NFL. Troy Aikman. No.
Big Ben is better than Troy Aikman?
I really? Would say, yeah.
That's right.
Is that, what, 13?
I don't disagree with that. I think Troy, really? I would put Troy Aikman above Big Ben.
Nope.
But that's I'm not gonna argue that. You guys gonna give me something wrong?
I don't know. Did Aikman won a Super Bowl, didn't he?
He did. He played 1989 to 2000.
I mean Aikman. Aikman's better than Big Ben, but I never watched Aikman play, but I just don't think Big Ben is top 15.
Because you're a Browns fan and it's biased.
No, no, no.
Aikman, six Pro Bowl selection, and he's won 3 Super Bowl titles from 1992 to 1995.
Aikman?
Was an MVP of a Super Bowl.
Yeah, no, it's Troy Aikman.
Big Ben.
I'd rather have 90s football was actually physical.
That was real football.
That was real football.
Right, lefty.
Anything in the 90s was real.
The lefty, the best lefty to ever play, Steve Young. Are you serious? Who's better, Ben or Steve Young?
Ben.
Also, I just want to point out, Troy Aikman won Man of the Year, something that Big Ben never touched.
Big Ben did touch some things.
So he touched a lot of things. So
most of them were underage.
We can't make those jokes anymore.
It's not a joke. It's a fact. It's settled
it's
in court.
It's not a fact. You have no evidence
at
all.
He settled in court and was suspended by the league.
He was no suspended, evidence but Watson's all. Probably
I mean, he paid
suspended.
The... He paid
Watson,
the,
Watson
he paid
didn't
him
do
off.
No, you have no evidence that he paid him off.
We do.
No, you don't.
It's a settlement. He literally paid them off.
Watson paid him off.
Yeah, he did.
Watson did almost the same thing as Big Ben, and he might not get suspended at all.
Yeah, but they can after, you know, the Dan Snyder.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a bad look right now for the NFL. And Roger Goodell is all about staying out of bad looks. You really have Ben Roethlisberger over Steve Young?
I would say so, yes.
That's terrible.
Well, I'm trying to get a comment on that.
All right, Nolan, who's better all time, Terry Bradshaw or Ben Roethlisberger?
Oh, this is good, right? This is good.
Because I think this one's easy.
I think Terry is 14 and Ben is 15. I think we got the two 14
Terry
and 15.
Terry Bradshaw's thrown more interceptions in the history of the NFL than anybody else.
He won 4 titles,
yeah.
Didn't he?
Yeah. No, he did.
He won 4
yeah,
titles.
Yeah, but in your words, we're playing against plumbers.
No.
He played in the 70s.
It was like lower 80s.
No, no, no.
It started to become real.
He played in the 70s.
No, 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 no. I said the plumbers were 50s.
Plumbers were 50s.
Where so Otto Graham played. And not even, don't even get me started on Sammy. Don't even get me started on Sammy.
Slinging Sammy. There's an award named after him.
Who?
He actually didn't.
It's just because he's there first. Okay? You get there first? It's like the Nobel Peace Prize. He discovered dynamite, did he not? He blew up stuff.
No,
just because he's there first.
Do you understand proportions? You have to proportionalize what we're talking about right now. Okay. Although the competition, like these players were not athletic, they were still playing each other. So when Slinging Sammy's throwing the ball, he's not throwing to wide open guys. He's throwing to 5-6 guys that are barely
he's
open.
He's throwing it 25 yards on a Hail Mary.
That's not true. He was named Slinging Sammy for a reason.
Slinging it down the yard.
I honestly think Sammy Ball can outthrow Big Ben.
Oh, wow.
Farther.
That is the most massive.
How is that disrespectful?
That is so disrespectful to Big Ben. In every single way. They literally call him Big Ben.
Because of his arm. Not because of his arm, because of his stature.
Did you see the way Big Ben slung it in that Super Bowl to San Antonio Holmes with the perfect, most perfect pass in NFL history?
Sammy wasn't doing that.
Was he doing that. 70 yards? No, it was for 20. And again, completion percentage awards, Sammy Ball's got 4.
Oh my God. I feel like Sammy Ball doesn't matter if Sammy Ball just had a little bit of a chip on his shoulder.
Josh Allen.
Sammy Ball was not even close to Josh Allen.
All right, what about this? What about Russell Wilson or
Big Ben? Oh, my God. It's Big Ben by a literal mile.
Now, actually, I agree there.
Thank you.
You agree that?
Thank you.
Huh. This has, what, the Wilson 18?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
That's interesting.
Also, the Steve Young one, the 3-time Super Bowl champion, and 2 NFL MVPs, yeah, he's better than Big Ben.
And 0 cases.
7-time Pro Bowler. He won the Sammy Ball Trophy.
Can we get an episode instead of NBA, how like old NFL was irrelevant?
No.
Thank you.
I would love to get an NFL.
I'm sorry, but I completely agree with Hunter on the Bill Russell take. I know we're doing an NFL episode.
Thank you.
But the Bill Russell take is so good.
This is a misplay.
First of all, you have to proportionalize. Second of all.
What do you mean by proportionalize? I don't know what you mean by that.
Because, yes, players will evolutionize.
They'll get better.
But, like, they were still playing, like, similar competition. He still rose above that. Now,
they played better than the Plumbers at the time,
The comment Hunter made that if you just transported Bill Russell, that could be a harder debate. But, again, when Bill Russell faced Wilt Chamberlain, he put up numbers.
So I would like to say.
And, again, Hunter said Wilt Chamberlain would fit in today's NBA. So Hunter was contradicting himself, and that's what caused the whole thing to explode.
I would like to say the TikTok was very misleading because I did. The argument was if you transported him in a time portal right now, well, put him in a finals.
Your argument also changed.
Yes.
It may have changed a little bit.
Well, you made me so angry.
No,
because
Will is the size.
I was driving. I got pulled over because I was driving so fast. Just because of angry I was trying to drive that talk.
Will is 7'1". He fits the NBA center. Bill Russell is 6'8" and would get bodied by literally anyone. Chet would body him.
That is ridiculous.
Chet would body him. Chet would give Bill Russell so many buckets.
You put Bill Russell next to AD.
Force other people to the extreme. It just causes issues.
Chet would give Bill Russell buckets legit almost every play. Chet would have 40.
On Bill Russell, Chet's a bust.
I think Chet's actually gonna be good. I like Chet.
Whatever.
He's getting bodied by Kofi Coburn.
No, that's a miscellaneous episode. Doesn't matter. He's not gonna play a 5.
Is it miscellaneous?
They will legit put Chet at the 3. They have Chet Giddey. Will play. Huh?
They have Giddey.
How tall
Giddey's
is
one.
Chet? Like
no.
6'11"?
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander
is
1.
Yeah. Huh? Okay, yeah. He's
SGA is 1.
You think he's going to play
2.
3?
Giddey's 1. And the Chet's hell? Probably going to be 3 or 4.
We're not going to play SGA at the 2.
Jackson, SGA is not a 1.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
You think SGA is a 1?
Absolutely.
No, SGA is a 2.
His own franchise thinks he's a 1.
Josh Giddey is a 1.
Because there's no one else.
Josh Giddey's a 3.
Oh my God, Jack. Josh Giddey's not a 3. I'm sorry, Josh Giddey's a 1.
Tell me that in 2K. I thought I misheard you. He's not a 3.
Josh Giddey's a point guard. SGA is a 2. Chet will play the 3 or 4. Chet will not play the 5 because he will get bodied by 5s. Oklahoma is not that dumb to
give
put
Chet
at 5.
The 4,
so you're
going to
play
Poku
at the 5?
Yes.
I love Poku. Poku has more muscle mass than Chet does.
Well, yeah, Chet's got nothing. I probably could outbench Chet.
Okay. Have you ever benched?
A few times. Mm-hmm. It's not my specialty.
I also have a take.
Right. Oh, God. We got to wrap it up. I have nothing more to say.
Yeah, I also have a take.
What? Make it fast.
It's going to light this room up.
Oh, Jesus.
I believe that the Steelers are a big Super Bowl sleeper this year.
Okay. We have 20 minutes to talk about this. That is the most ridiculous, absurd, blasphemous thing
about it.
I've heard.
Think about
in this
it.
Whole, in this whole... Actually, no. That's not worse than the Baker thing. Almost. The most blasphemous thing I've heard in the past hour and a half.
Why?
Let's look at your roster.
Okay. Please.
Okay. I want you to close your eyes. Can you picture Money Mitch lifting the Super Bowl trophy?
Absolutely. I can picture Money Mitch. No. I can... Money Mitch is so... I've been saying this since we got him. He's so underrated. And people don't realize how good he is. I think he's going to light up the scene this year.
Okay, I do agree now, with the underrated take. I do not think he's as underrated as you think he is. I think Money Mitch will be better because of the system he is in and because of Mike Tomlin.
Yes, and not to mention...
But that is it. Mike Tomlin's a great coach. That's all you guys have.
Not to mention we have Brian Flores.
Chase Claypool is one of the most pathetic wide receivers.
No. Claypool. No.
Claypool.
Claypool is going to be considered at the end of the season a top 15 wide receiver, I feel like.
Well, he thinks he's – what did he say?
He said he's top three. That's absolutely bull. That's complete bullshit.
He's top three.
Now,
Claypool's a pussy. You know that. Pittsburgh fans should not be proud to watch Chase Claypool. He's everything. He stands against that. Everything Pittsburgh stands for.
Oh, yeah. And we have – now we have the underdog mentality. We just got – you know, it was not a pretty season last year. Big Ben's last ride, whatever. Not pretty, right? But we have a completely fresh quarterback – and he took the worst team in the NFL at the time, the Bears. Like, he got them how many wins?
They won the playoffs.
They
made it to playoffs, did they not?
Nolan Bear. Let's not say he brought them there. The defense got them there.
No.
And Mitch was along for the ride.
Mitch.
That's like Baker.
Exactly.
It's Baker and the Steelers.
It's Baker with the Steelers game.
No, because the Bears scored 3 points in that playoff game. No, Jackson, stop. The defense dominated. Baker was along for the ride.
Listen.
You know it's true. No,
now,
the Browns
now
like
Mitch
that game,
is going to excel. Not to mention, the Steelers have always had, whenever they like excel, they have the underdog mentality. And they have the grit
so
to them.
So they're not favorites.
It's the Steel City. They're not favorites.
Okay, so Nolly Bear.
Yes, please.
How long, when was Big Ben drafted?
2004.
When did you win the Super Bowl?
2007?
2010 against the Cardinals.
Yeah.
He won 07 and 08.
I think he won in 7 and 10.
Okay, since 2010, you guys have never been the underdog. So whatever you just said just doesn't make sense.
Underdog?
Well, yeah. When have you been the underdog in the past 12 years?
Well, why do you think we haven't won anything? I just said that we performed the best.
So you think you're in a better spot than you were in the past 12 years?
I believe so, yes. Not when.
Your wide receiver one.
Antonio Brown.
Right now.
Oh, yeah.
Is Chase the Pussy Claypool.
Deontay Johnson.
Okay. I'll actually go Deontay respect.
Deontay's very good.
He's good. He can be a wide receiver two in a championship winning team. He cannot be a one.
Deontay?
I agree.
I believe
Deontay. Deontay Butterfingers Johnson?
He is not Butterfingers at all. This past season... He had how many drops? One?
Not a lot.
Two?
Yeah,
one or two drops?
He's not a one. He's not a one, but he played well.
He's not a one.
He's top 10 in the league right now.
And the worst thing is, first of all, your offensive line, is suspect.
What, Jack?
Hold on, Nolan. Your offensive line is suspect.
Oh, very. No, that's completely.
So do we not need Nolan?
Huh?
Money Mitch. Money Mitch.
Yes, Money Mitch.
Money Mitch.
He needs a great O-line. I hope you know that.
No, yeah, I know. But we have a great young quarterback.
But you don't have that.
Not young quarterback. We also have Pickett as a backup.
Okay, but you just said Money Mitch is underrated.
Mitch is very underrated.
Who's the quarterback?
No. Money Mitch is
obviously Pittsburgh doesn't have confidence in Money Mitch.
I have the most confidence in Money Mitch.
Pickett.
Okay.
Very early.
Yeah. Money Mitch is on a 2-year contract?
That tells you everything you need to know about what they believe they have in Money Mitch.
No. Money Mitch is going to stun everybody with the young running back with Najee Harris.
Your only good player. Well, Deontay Johnson.
And T.J. Watt and Cam Hayward. Not to mention Joe Hayden
defensive.
And Mika Fitzpatrick.
Joe Hayden's gone. No, he's not.
Yes, Joe Hayden's gone.
Joe Hayden's not gone.
Yes, he is.
Where's Joe Hayden?
Wait, what?
When did Joe Hayden leave?
I don't think...
He's on the Steelers.
He's on the Steelers.
He's a free agent.
Is he on the...
Yeah, because there have been rumors he's coming back to the Browns.
Joe Hayden might be...
If that happens,
he's a free agent.
If that happens,
but good try.
No,
look, your defense is always solid. I'll give credit.
No, yes, the defense is always great.
Defense is always a great defense.
Okay,
but Mitch,
now, Mitch,
Money Mitch. In order for him to win a Super Bowl, needs an elite offense. Sorry, elite defense, and he needs weapons on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't see in any scenario, especially with the division they're in and how stacked the AFC is, the Pittsburgh Steelers are not be sniffing any type of playoff.
I think they finish second.
No, they're less Super Bowl.
I think they finish second.
Okay, they always find a way to stay over 500, which I don't love.
All right, bring me in here as a moderator here.
Please.
First off, Nolan, I want to say I really appreciate how you stick up for your quarterback.
I appreciate that. I love the way you stuck up for your quarterback.
When you initially said, I think the Steelers are Super Bowl sleepers.
Yes.
My mind just exploded.
Okay.
I thought it was pretty ludicrous of you to say that.
Really?
Yes.
I believe it's pretty ludicrous that you think the Panthers and the Saints
are Super Bowl contenders.
No, the Saints, I think, is fair.
The Saints is fair. Panthers is...
I never said they're Super Bowl contenders.
Blasphemy.
I said they're 9-8.
That's also blasphemy.
No, but here's the thing, Nolan.
Anyways.
As I was sitting on the couch thinking about what you said, I realized something.
Yes.
The Steelers roster from last year is identical. They didn't lose any big pieces.
Joe. Exactly.
Okay, they didn't lose any big pieces.
He just said Joe Hayden was the top defensive player, but okay.
No, no, no. I mean, he's very good.
Maybe top five on that defense.
Yeah.
But anyways, he still got TJ. He still got Hayward. Yes. Still got Tuitt. He still got Minka. He still got Bush.
Yes.
On offense. Of course. You got Claypool. You got Deontay Johnson. You got Najee Harris.
Freiermuth.
Yeah, Pat Freiermuth. That team was identical from last year.
Yes.
Jake, I'm going to ask you this question. Where would you have Ben Roethlisberger ranked as a quarterback last year? Like 1 through 32, where would you have him? Just on last season.
22, 21.
I think that's generous. I think Ben was one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL last year.
26 or 7.
That's where I'd have it.
I mean, I'm being honest. I love Ben. He was a great quarterback.
Not a great person.
We're not talking about his...
That's fine.
We're not talking about his...
That's okay.
But I'd have him 26, 27.
That's where I have him.
Yeah. I mean, I think...
And with a team that's identical to a team that was last year.
Yes.
And you had a quarterback that was 26, 27.
Mm-hmm.
That team made the playoffs.
Great team.
Yeah, great team. With a horrible quarterback.
Exactly.
Last year. So now you're adding Mitch Trubisky.
Exactly.
Who, in my opinion, I agree with you. I think Mitch Trubisky is going to be good this year.
Exactly.
You're adding, I think Mitch Trubisky is...
Devon Tuitt retired.
He retired?
Yes.
All right, so you lose a D-tackle. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
You just said he was a top player.
I said he was top five on the defense.
You keep... Okay.
Top five.
You guys are contradicting. Okay, just go on.
But look, the team from last year is almost identical to the one this year.
Pretty much.
And in my opinion, you get a significant upgrade at quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And that team made the playoffs last year.
Yes.
No, I don't hate it. I don't love it. I don't hate it.
No. It should be hated on.
Why? No. But Jake, why? Because you had a bottom tier quarterback with a great roster, and you made the playoffs. You keep the roster exactly the same, and you add a quarterback that is more mobile and has a better arm and is more accurate.
Okay.
What could pop?
Okay. First of all, not more accurate.
He is more accurate than Ben. If you compare last year Ben to Mitch, you would take Mitch's accuracy.
Okay. Let's all calm down for a second.
Okay.
First of all, the roster is not the exact same. They did lose people.
It's very similar.
They did lose people.
All of the big pieces.
But Jake, every team loses some people. The Steelers have the team very similar.
I know. But you. Top defensive players did retire.
Stephon Tua retired.
Cam Hayward got a year older.
Okay.
I hope you know that.
He's old. Everybody else in the NFL.
I understand that.
And on Earth.
He's old.
He's still producing.
I know, he is.
At an extreme rate.
Him getting a year older does not help his production level.
No. I'm not saying it does. It's still going to be a good production level. It's not one offseason's not going to kill him.
He made the Pro Bowl last year.
No, but you're acting like it's going to be a huge regression.
No, I just said he got a year older. That's legit.
But you're acting like that's a huge negative.
No, I'm not. I'm just pointing it out.
So then why are you pointing it out if it's not a huge negative?
Okay, Jackson, can you please, for one second, let me freaking speak? Because I'm really close to what you did to Hunter about an hour ago. You won't let me finish my point.
No, please finish your point.
So Money Mitch is going to need this defense to be elite, 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 top, best defense in the league to have any sort of smell of a Super Bowl contention. Let me finish.
Okay, please.
And for that, they're going to need Cam Hayward to probably his best career season. Not going to happen. They're going to need TJ Watt to have the best career season. After last year, I don't know if he can top that. Because TJ Watt was amazing last year. I'll give credit where credit's due.
Yes.
And then I look around the other parts of this roster on the defensive end, especially at cornerback, I'm worried. At cornerback, they're not strong. Fair. They have Fitzpatrick back there at safety, but the other safety's name, Edmonds, I think?
Yeah, Terrell Edmonds.
This defense is not going to be a top five defense, in my opinion. Then you look at the offensive side of the ball. Money Mitch with Najee Harris, who's by far the best player on offense. You pair that with a wide receiver one, who's supposed to be wide receiver two, and Chase Claypool, who, by the way, Money Mitch is not a good deep ball thrower, and Chase Claypool, basically the only route he can run is him just running deep and catching balls over people.
Yes.
And Jackson, you gasped me on Money Mitch when I said he's not a good deep ball thrower, which shows your lack of knowledge of Mitchell Trubisky.
He's not a bad deep ball thrower.
No, he's horrible.
No, he's not bad.
Guys, Mitchell Trubisky...
He's not bad at deep balls. He's not.
No, he is, Jackson.
No, he's not.
He is.
He's not.
He's not any, like...
He's not Mahomes.
No, he's not Mahomes.
He's not Rodgers.
Or Herbert, or any...
He's just, like he's slightly above average on a deep ball.
I'd say so, yes. But, finish your point, you were saying. So you don't think what? You think or don't think what about the Steelers?
Mitch Trubisky just doesn't have the weapons around him or the defense in order for the Steelers to stay their Super Bowl contenders.
Jake, this is probably the best offense he's ever been on.
Honestly. And if you take what he did in fact,
Trubisky was recently rated as the league's worst deep ball thrower by USA Today's Doug Farr.
Okay. When? Who cares?
I care. Your blatant disregard of just not listening to sources instead of your brain pisses me off.
Can you tell me one thing about Doug Farr?
I don't have two.
Then it's not a source.
When he works for USA Today,
it's not a source. You can't tell me a thing about Doug Farr, but it's a source.
Yes, because he works for USA Today.
This is worse than the White House press briefing.
Jackson, I was just trying to use evidence.
You're now looking up Doug Farr.
Yes, Jackson, I am trying to provide evidence.
Look at him. That man's never watched a game of football in his life.
Okay, we're not shitting it. This is not the shit on Doug Farr.
Everyone at home, look up Doug Farr right now.
Jackson, I provided evidence with my point.
No, you didn't.
You never.
Okay, hold on.
I at least presented your evidence to back up my point.
Okay, hold on. Hold on.
Did I not?
No, you did not. You did not bring up evidence. You brought up an opinion. And Jake, not to mention, we're using my
pull up numbers.
Hold on. Hold on. We're using my phone for audio, so I have nothing to look up. Your phone to use.
Nolan's right here.
Yeah, but I can't use Nolan's phone. I don't take other people's phones.
No one can use Nolan's phone.
Yeah, but you told me. You said me. Huh? You called out
Jackson,
me.
Because you never. You just say what That's comes off your mind and say it as fact.
No.
Oh.
Oh, God. Okay, back to it, though. Back to it.
There's a lot of stats that back that up. Just give me a minute. I can tell you those stats.
No, it's okay. Okay, I still think it. I don't think it matters what Mitch has done in the past. I think that he is going to surprise a lot of people, and I stand by that.
So you know that's your fair opinion.
Yes,
and you can have that opinion.
It's my prediction. Yes.
At best, the Steelers can win 9 games.
But
that doesn't make them Super Bowl contenders. There's no way. Super Bowl contenders, I can close my eyes and I can picture a world where that team wins the championship. Your team has zero chance of winning the Super Bowl.
I don't believe that.
Your team has zero chance of winning the Super Bowl.
Nolan,
I don't believe that.
Nolan?
The Browns, I can think of them. I don't think they're going to win the Super
Bowl.
But they are definitely Super Bowl
the
contenders.
The Steelers, I feel, are going to outwin the Browns.
Okay. Now this, we're going to add 15 more minutes.
Hold on.
Sorry.
Nolan?
Yes.
I'm going to give the Steelers a 1% chance to win the Super Bowl.
Are you?
I'll give them a 1% chance.
I love the underdog mentality. I give them a 15% chance.
That's absurd. I'm sorry.
That's literally the worst statement someone's. That's worse than his Baker take.
Nolan, that's got to be.
15%? That's a big percentage.
That is a big percentage. Now.
They have a 50% chance to finish, win the division.
15, not
15. I know. I said 15. I'm going to say 15.
Okay.
And that's a stretch.
I believe that they're going to finish second over the Browns because simply the Browns just never, ever, ever, ever deliver, and I will never see them deliver in my entire life.
I don't live.
But no,
I don't hate that. No, everything's
the Browns always do find a way to screw up. I'll give you that.
Pretty much. Yes.
You have never been in QB purgatory since the 1970s. Basically.
That's fair enough.
What if they're still not in purgatory?
Welcome to QB purgatory.
What if they're not?
What? I don't see a QB purgatory anywhere with Mitch Trubisky.
No, there's certain stages of grief that I think you're going through right now. And right now, we're in denial.
No,
My goal is to get you into acceptance before you have to watch in that screen and watch poor QB play for 5 straight games.
No.
And you don't want to gouge your eyes out. I'm going to feel bad.
No.
So I'm just trying to warn you now.
I genuinely believe that Mitch Trubisky has a genuine chance, a big chance, to get us to 10 wins this year.
And Nolan, I think because you said that statement, I honestly feel bad for you.
No, I believe it.
I honestly feel bad that you honestly believe that. Because I honestly think you do.
No, I could be wrong.
Nolan, for the past 30 years, What is, how old are you, Nolan? You 17?
17.
For the past 17 years,
yes,
you've had a dependable, stable, great quarterback you depend on.
Yes.
From my experience, it's been shit. Just to be
of course,
honest.
Yes.
Just shit piles to shit piles. You shit. Just got to step on every single year and have fun doing it.
Damn right.
Nolan, you're going to enter a place, as I just mentioned, called QB Purgatory. Basically, every year it's going to be this guy has it. He's it. He'll never be it. It'll last around 10 to 15 years.
I don't believe it.
Until you find a different person. Pickett, he's not it.
No.
Small hand Pickett's, no. He's not going to be a franchise quarterback.
I don't think he can be a franchise
Mason quarterback. Mason the racist Rudolph, no chance. So right now you have no quarterback that has a future on your team.
Mitch.
The Mitch racist Trubisky.
I believe. Rudolph. I believe.
Sorry, Mason the racist Rudolph.
I believe that Mitch can really make something with Mason, with the great coaching from the Steelers.
Look, Mike Tomlin's a leader.
He is.
And a great help on the defensive side of the ball.
Much so.
Offensively, I disagree. I think your OC is...
I think our OC needs to be severely reevaluated by the upper office and change something. That's no doubt. The offensive line needs improvement. But at the quarterback position, I believe that it's... I don't think Mitch is a severe, like... Oh, we found a franchise quarterback right here. Because he's not the youngest, you know, he's not the youngest. But I believe he has the accuracy, the mobility in this, that, to become a very, you know, good quarterback for us.
No, I know you haven't had a quarterback that can move the past 17 years, but mobility doesn't always mean good.
That's Lamar Jackson's case. But Mitch Trubisky, I know, but it's not Lamar Jackson.
But I just want to make a point really quick. First of all, the last time that Mitch Trubisky tried to be a starting quarterback, he was beaten by Andy Dalton and Nick Foles.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not
Nick Foles won a
big
Super Bowl.
This is not big eggplant Nick Foles. This is little eggplant Nick Foles on this team. Okay. I think that's fair. Okay. Now, let's go team by team.
Mm-hmm.
So, just comparing. The Browns have a better quarterback, running back, wide receivers, and offensive line. By far.
I don't think...
Nolan
Bear me right now, Jake.
Nolly Bear?
You can argue receivers.
That's what I'm arguing.
You can argue receivers.
Who's the better one?
Huh?
Who's the better one?
Amari Cooper.
Okay.
But then, the rest, you have what? Donovan's People Jones?
Chase Claypool and Deontay Johnson are better than DPJ.
I agree, but we have a better
Thank
one.
You have a better
that's
one,
a one,
but receiving
that's
course,
one.
Receiving course is debatable.
All you have to do is lock him up. Now, you do have... one of, if not the best running back core in the NFL.
Yes.
Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb, that's ridiculous.
In my opinion, Nolan, the only place that you're better at offensively is fullback. And even that's a stretch, because I think Janovich is probably better than
Danovich. We don't have Janovich, it's Johnny Stanton, he's horrible.
He's okay.
No, Johnny Stanton.
You don't like Johnny Stanton?
No. This is even like just watching, like when Johnny Stanton had to fill in for Andy Janovich in the COVID game, I wanted to gouge my eyes out after I was able to watch Janovich like a legit fullback play. Johnny Stanton looks like, I don't even know, like you know that one guy in the like the baseball game we played like 10 years ago, the short stubby little guy that ran around and just missed everything? That's Johnny Stanton.
Yeah.
Johnny Stanton's a horrible fullback. And Johnny, if you're listening, come on the podcast. I'll tell you to your face. You're a terrible fullback.
All right, so you have better fullback. I'll take Jackson's part.
I miss Janovich.
So offensively, we're better at every single position. Defensively.
The receivers.
Myles Garrett and TJ Watt, honestly, I feel like can't each other out. You'll say TJ Watt's better. I'll say Myles Garrett's better. But I think overall,
Jack is shaking his head right now. What do you think?
I think it's similar to the receiver core. Like I think the Browns have a better one. I think you guys have a better 2-3.
Mm-hmm.
I think with Myles Garrett and TJ Watt, I think if you're putting straight up Myles Garrett against the tackle, TJ Watt against the tackle, give me Myles Garrett 10 times out of 10. But in late game situations, and this is my issue with Myles Garrett and Joe Woods. Woods has no clue how to preserve Myles Garrett for a full game.
Yeah.
He runs no stunts and it's 4-3 every single play. Mike Tomlin, the Steelers, they do know how to use TJ Watt.
Yes.
And TJ Watt is there on every big play late in the game, and Myles Garrett's not.
Exactly.
TJ Watt is definitely a better clutch. He hits more clutch sacks.
By far.
Exactly.
D lines, I think it's splitting hairs. Yes.
I think you can give the edge to the Steelers there because the Browns' D line right now is just Myles Garrett and Clowney.
That's okay. No, that's true. So we'll give you D line, but I think it's extremely
But I also
close.
Think that the defense is so ahead of the Browns because of the coaching.
I do too. No, Nolan, I fully agree with that.
You do know the Browns finished a top five defense last year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
But also, like, if you're putting the Steelers defense straight up with the Browns defense and with coaching staff, you're going to take Steelers 10 times out of 10.
Exactly. My point exactly.
But I think defensively, I think we're close. And I think offensively, we're just so much better than
you. But you have...
That you just being having a slightly better defense, it just
you still have...
I wouldn't consider it a
massive question mark at the quarterback position.
Which will be answered very soon.
But hold on.
Which is trending towards less games.
Even so, though, even if it's a zero suspension game, you still have a quarterback in question until you see him play.
Exactly.
I mean,
you don't know how he's going to produce. Now, receivers.
You don't know how much money he's going to produce.
I know. Okay. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, for the benefit of argument. I think that Najee and Nick Chubb is a top three running back. Good. Najee, I feel like, is up there. He's very good.
Najee needs a couple more years.
I agree.
Najee's probably top 15 right now.
Yes.
Yeah, around there. Yeah. We can disagree on that, but whatever. But I feel that in a lot of ways we're very similar teams, but we excel in coaching.
I agree with that, because I think I'm not a big fan of Alex Van Pelt, the Browns' offensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. He's okay. I don't think he's anything spectacular.
Yeah.
And I don't think, because Kevin Stefanski's always been a two wide receiver, three tight end guy with a fullback. I don't know how he's going to do with a pistol type quarterback that can run.
Yeah.
Stefanski's never had that before in his career ever. He's had Baker and Kirk Cousins.
In my point exactly.
I think that's going to be interesting. And Mike Tomlin, I think, is one of the best adapters in the NFL. I don't know if Stefanski is, it's only year three for him.
He also adapts very well. Sorry to interrupt.
No, you're good.
Mitch isn't that much of a different build than Ben. Like, I know Ben is
a little shorter, a little less stocky,
more athletic. But still, a little bit more athletic. But if you look at them side by side, they're pretty much the same.
I also think Trubisky's going to help Tomlin open the playbooks. Now you get a quarterback that you can actually roll out with him.
Exactly.
You can have longer design plays in the pocket because he can move. Now you got to coach him.
Yeah.
But Tomlin's never been bad at coaching. No. It always works out. And then defensively, I think the Steelers' defense is light years ahead of the Browns because of how bad a defensive coordinator
Joe
Woods is.
That's where we are going to
disagree
with.
No, because Joe Woods...
We were a top five defense last year, Jackson.
Right, and the Steelers were one of the best defenses in the league, and they were on the field the majority of the game.
So were we.
Not majority.
Did you see Baker playing quarterback? Yes, it was Interception City.
You see Ben Roethlisberger playing quarterback? It was probably worse.
It was four and out.
Every single
or
time.
Or three and out. Pretty much every single time.
Jackson, we had a top five defense last year.
What were the Steelers? The Steelers were what? The Steelers were not far behind. But it's
well, I know he said, "quote Steelers are light years ahead of the Browns."
I wouldn't say coaching wise. You said overall because of coaching.
You said they are better overall because of coaching.
Okay, sorry, it's 12:30, so I might slur a word or two.
I know, but that changes a lot.
That's fine. I'm sorry, light years ahead because of coaching.
Yes. Okay,
hold on. You still said it wrong. Is the coaching light years ahead?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
I also believe
If
you give the Browns, Mike Tomlin and our DC, like the Steelers DC, Super Bowl.
Nolan, I could not agree with that more.
I believe so.
Because Mike Tomlin does not know how to lose.
No.
The Steelers will win eight games this year.
500 every single season.
And he always does.
And he always does.
Consistency.
Without fail. Even when Big Ben, his starting quarterback of the past like 10
years.
When
he had Mason Rudolph and Duck Hodges.
Exactly.
He was still above 500.
Mm-hmm.
It's absurd.
I believe he also had Josh Dobbs.
Forgot about Dobbs.
Joshua Dobbs, yes.
Tennessee.
Love that guy, actually.
But now he's on the Browns. He's our third string quarterback.
That's awesome. I'm so glad to hear that. I hate the Browns. Well.
All right. I think it's basically it. Long episode today. I think it was fun. Nolan, how was your experience?
I loved it. I love when Hunter ripped off the top of a Gatorade bottle and flinged it at Jack. I love this. I'm very happy to be a guest on the podcast, and couldn't have had a better time. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for coming, Nolan. That's going to be it. Thanks for listening. We'll see you later.
Make sure to like and subscribe to the Frenemies podcast, whatever podcast platform you're listening on Spotify. Make sure you interact with our polls and questions on Apple Podcasts. Make sure you give us a 5-star rating. And if you really want to and have a chance on making it into our show, you can leave an audio recording on your take, opinion, and whatever you want to say. Thanks for listening.